Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday.
This is a good time.
It's a happy Thursday. It is a happy Thursday. You're dang right it's a happy Thursday. Do you want to know why?
Well, it depends on who you're asking if it's a happy Thursday. Some people had a very busy morning.
Yes, some people had a very busy morning.
We'll get to that in a little bit. If you have not heard, gambling arrests from the FBI over...
Not a good morning for some people.
...in the NBA. We'll get to some of that. A sitting NBA coach. But I want to start with some good stuff. I was at the game last night. The Sabres, a 4-2 win over the Detroit Red Wings.
Yes.
Colton Ellis on TNT having his first NHL game, his first NHL win, performs very well in a game that was wildly entertaining. Again, funny enough, a random Wednesday game like that was against Ottawa where they just decided to play incredibly well. And it is a good sign from this team, Derek, that they were able to perform as well as they did to go into what should be really fun matchups with Toronto. We'll talk about that this morning and plenty of other things as well. Pat Malacaro coming up at 10:30 to talk the Blue Jays in the World Series tomorrow. Sal Capaccio at 11. The Bills got back to practice yesterday. Max Harrison looked pretty good in some of the videos I saw, at least. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And yeah, do want to start with the Sabres. Because, look, they have not early signs from the week, but we talked about it earlier this week when they did lose to Montreal of you can't stack losses. You have to keep building on the good momentum that you were having in the way you were playing. That you pick up the win against Montreal, against Florida. You play well against Montreal or Ottawa and Florida. You play well against Montreal. Don't get the win. Don't even get a point. But then you go up against Toronto or Detroit, excuse me. You don't have your elite goaltender that's been playing well in line. He finally gets a day off. But it's not Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. It's not Devin Levi. It's a random guy from another AHL organization that you happen to just claim off of waivers, kind of as a hope and a prayer. We like his numbers. We'll see what happens here. We just kind of need a body in here right now.
And we needed that body because the guy that we signed in the offseason was so bad he is unplayable. And we need a guy. This guy also now happens to be available who has been developed by another team and has similar numbers.
Yeah.
And is close to age on the goaltender that you are seeing as the future. Colton Ellis might make the long-term goaltending positioning with the Sabres a very interesting question if they do a three-man rotation in net again. And it is because it is earned by Ellis, and they know that they can't put him on waivers.
Because he will get claimed.
St. Louis will get him back immediately, if not somebody else. Remember what we said, though, on Tuesday about, like, hey, oh, it was yesterday. You've been a good soldier. Here's your opportunity.
Right. Here's a few games. Let's see if you can put some good tape out there.
Well, he certainly did. There were a couple of rebounds that I think he'd want to clean up.
Right.
And he was very aggressive with the puck. There were times where he just would not cover it, or he'd pass it off before the whistle goes. And a little excitable, a little worrisome when you see that. And it's like, okay.
Settle it down. I liked what you were saying, though, in the post game, where it was, you know, part of him almost wanted to get a shot early to settle him down. And the Sabres came out as hot as they have all year.
Dominated a team.
And he didn't face a shot for what, the first 8 to 10 minutes?
It was 10.
It was 10 minutes.
It was 10 minutes, 8 seconds.
Yeah. I can understand a little bit of the jitters probably there. Loved seeing his whole family kind of go through the just plethora of emotions of he stops two breakaway chances, one right out of a penalty, and then the other one, I think late in the first, does so well against those. Isn't helped by his defense, I think, in both of the goals let up. But that was a game I was very nervous going into last night. When we found out literally during the show that Ellis would be starting, my immediate fear was, oh no, this is where we're going to get sadly, the Ottawa goalie performance from last week, where it's first NHL start, here we go, we like him. Oh no, he doesn't even look capable of playing at this level. And Ottawa's out of the game before they can even really realize it. I mean, they still put 4 goals away in that game as well. You let up 8, you're going to lose that game 9 times out of 10.
I wouldn't even say 9. You're probably 8. 8 is too much.
8 is too much.
8 is historically too much.
And that was a fear of mine last night going into it, of like, you can't start. I know Lyon needed some rest. I understand that. But it did make me nervous. But to see that performance out of Colton Ellis was great to see. He's almost definitely going to get another go here on Saturday when they do the back-to-back against Toronto. And now we're looking at the situation there with the Sabres. Toronto is not playing well up to this point this year. They're the opposite of the Blue Jays. The Maple Leafs have not looked great to start this year. And the way the Sabres are playing, without their top-end guys producing, does point to, I'm not saying you're going to sweep Toronto this weekend. I'd be really, perfectly honest, shocked if they don't get at least one win out of the next 2 games.
I'd be a little peeved if they don't get one win out of these next 2 games. And it is turning back into a conversation you and I had on Tuesday, where I mentioned, because you were a little like miffed about the fact that they didn't get a loser point, they didn't force a way into overtime, even though they were really playing well. And I told you it was only the first opportunity for them to do so. But if they keep playing like this, they're going to snag points where we don't expect them to. And welcome to that part of the equation. It's not like you weren't facing like whoever Ottawa trotted out there. Last couple of goalies that you faced were Bobrovsky, John Gibson. And also
that's the fun part. It hasn't
Dobesh,
been, yeah, it hasn't
who
even
had
been
to earn
the,
that.
It hasn't even been the backup goalies. You got that in Ottawa.
You got that in Ottawa. You made them pay for it.
You made them pay for it.
It is, however, you keep playing like this, and this is what I put out on Twitter today of – not today, but like more or less, like I've been saying this since the Florida game. You want to keep messing around and playing like this? The fans are ready to get hurt again. They're ready to emotionally invest as long as you look like a competent hockey team. The team that we saw in the first 3 games of this season is a thing of the past, clearly it looks like. The malaise is gone. It seems like maybe it was the shock of the Norris injury, like how down players were feeling or something like that.
Especially after his preseason, it looked like, oh, okay, he's going to be one of your top 2 players.
Yeah, and so maybe that was something. There's some credence to that theory. But then you also hear it from Tage Thompson, Rasmus Dahlin in postgame. Central message said very differently by the 2 players. Thompson's saying it's not the end of the world. It's 3 games. And Dahlin saying we have to fix this. And it looks like the core message between the 2 of them is there. Even though they're not the ones performing well, mm-hmm. The message has been received. We have to fix this. It is only game 4 entering where they've been now. Like, it's only after 3 games that we're 0-3. It's not the end of the world, but we do have to fix this.
Right.
And that part of it has been played out by the team from the net outward. The defense looks very stable right now. And that's without your big ticket item in Michael Kesselring. The offense is getting depth scoring. Your leaders are Jack Quinn, Zach Benson, Josh Doan. Thompson, Tuck, Dahlin, not mentioned here. You have won three of your last four games and looked very dominant doing so, contextually speaking. Analytically speaking, you can use any measurement you want. The Sabres have been a good hockey team these last four games and playing it consistently. It is how you do it game to game. If you are going to keep stacking performances like this together, it may not all be wins. But if you keep playing like this, good things are going to happen. Are you, at minimum, last year's team without the poo-poo stinky losing streak? Because if so, we're going dancing. That's a playoff team. If you're playing like this, night in and night out, you're a playoff team. Because you're going to get wins against a team that won five in a row and is at the top of the Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get wins against a Toronto team that
looks even average.
Even when you've been bad,
mm-hmm.
them coming here is almost a death sentence more times than not. The legendary radio broadcaster with Toronto, Joe Bowen, calls it the House of Horrors. Even though Toronto fans flock the stands,
right, yeah.
Buffalo is not a great place for them. And that's your next game, home against Toronto. Who, by the way, that fan base might have a peeking eye on something else that night.
I am so curious to see how that really does play out.
Very curious about that myself.
Because they move the times. That may not mean a ton.
Shuffled it by a half hour.
Right.
That's not changing much.
But I want to know if that is going to mean something. I think it should. Now, I'm saying this as a Buffalo fan where, yeah, like if a Sabres game is going on, but it's, you know, the Super Bowl or AFC Championship, right? Like, we kind of know how that goes. Regular season team, you go over here. Playoff team, you're over here. We're going to pay attention
Matter
to this.
Matter of fact, we've had both of those at some times.
We've
like
had
the
that.
Bills playing in an AFC Championship game or a divisional game, and the Sabres have to play that morning.
Yeah, and it's like,
or that afternoon.
You're over here. Well, we're going to pay attention, but we're not going to put all of our energy into it. We're going to be over here. You got to imagine a team making the World Series for the first time since the 90s.
Since 93, 32 years ago.
And have ultimately been somewhat of these like cardiac cat kind of like vibes where they're just, they're lively, they're fun, they're young. You would think a lot of Toronto sports fans would also mix the sports, Maple Leafs, Raptors, Blue Jays, that they would be like, it's early in the season. I don't care. I'm locking into this. Especially early in the series.
I'm watching.
If they were already down 2-0, 3-0, if it does turn into a sweep, that's an entirely different story.
That's a different story.
This game, is game one is tomorrow.
Two. This is game one and game two. Game one at 8:06,
mm-hmm.
about 8:06, 8:08, first pitch. We'll talk to Pat Malacaro, by the way, in 15 minutes about all of this. But, yeah, I'm curious what the crowd looks like because of that fact. Because there is a peeking eye on that, and it is, oh, here's my pot shot of the day. This is a team from Toronto that knows how to win a game seven. Okay, now that's over.
It's been the bugaboo.
It's been their bugaboo, but also...
Didn't the Raptors win their title in seven games?
They won a game seven against the 76ers.
That's right. That's
and
right.
I'm not sure if it was seven games against Golden State or not, but I do know there was a game seven when involved where Kawhi that shot.
Right, yes. Yes, that might be,
that
I think, what I'm thinking of.
So... I'm curious about that, and that allows it to be Sabres territory maybe again for the first time in a long time, and it's just extenuating circumstances. Yeah, regular season team. You go over here. I'll give you a pat on the head. We'll watch you on the side here. What's on the big screen? World Series. What's on the little TVs at the bar in Toronto? It's Sabres Leafs. Like, that's probably what it's going to be for these next 2 days.
They beat Golden State, by the way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In six.
Yes.
You were right, though, in the semifinals. They beat Philadelphia in seven. It's the shot.
It's that shot by Kawhi. So, again, what's going to be on the big TV in Toronto? Everywhere. World Series. Game one.
It's going to be
not a doubt.
Yeah.
Not a doubt. If the Sabres are on a big TV somewhere in Toronto and we have the range that somebody's listening, please let us know, because I'd be shocked.
I'd be questioning
decision
making.
But
I'm just genuinely curious about that.
But there are probably also pure hockey fans that don't give a lick about baseball that are going to make sure that they make their way down, because traffic's going to be a nightmare in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's going to be a one-of-one type thing. Saturday, and more importantly.
Saturday in particular. That's why that game, I think, was moved a full 2 hours. That is the full 2 hours.
Yes, that's the full 2 hour one. But to get back on track here with the Sabres themselves, the way that they are playing right now, Toronto does look average. As a matter of fact, there was already a little bit of Anthony Stolarz said something a little too strong in postgame about William Nylander.
Nice.
And they had to clear the air on that one. Okay, we're doing this already, Toronto?
Seven games in, baby. Let's go.
Seven games in, we're having the drama fest. And this is without Mitch Marner there anymore? Okay, that's your choice. Let it be. The Atlantic, again, I'm not sure how bad it is, so to say. You've got Detroit and Montreal getting off to hot starts. I don't know if Tampa is as bad as their current record shows, though, either. But this is where the Sabres need to take advantage of an opportunity, because they started slow, but most of the usual contenders and safe playoff picks for the Atlantic have also started slow. Montreal and Detroit have taken advantage of it in the truest fashion. Those are the teams that you last played. But now you don't even steal one from Detroit. You beat it out of them.
Yep.
Convincingly. If you turn this around very quickly and it turns into, what did I say the watermark is? 12 to 15. You get out of the first 12 to 15 and you're looking like a top three team in the Atlantic. We've been fooled before. As recently as last year. As a matter of fact. But it is more or less. Zach, you were at the game last night in the press box. I was there on Saturday. Same thing. Upstairs. And you can tell. The crowd wants to feel something.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I joke, but even those middle-of-the-week games, it's a good crowd that is very lively.
And this is for a fan base that has dealt with 14 years of not being in the postseason. And more times than not, barely in the conversation for, I'd say, what, 12 of them?
Yeah, probably.
Now I'm looking at a team and a fan base that wants to get hurt again and wants to feel something. Zach, we put the tweet out and we had like 8 comments immediately on this thing. How tuned into the hockey team are you?
It makes it easy. They have very likable players. We've been burned by this too, but they have very likable players early. Josh Doan looks like a revelation for them in many ways. He's not a guy that's going to put up 90 points, not even close. If he's a guy that puts up 60 this year, I'll be thrilled. But he does all the little things really well. Jack Quinn is maybe having a bit of a renaissance here. He had a 3-point night last night. He does it, by the way, in 11 minutes on the ice.
He was very productive last night.
Very productive in the quote-unquote, you know, minimal amount of time that he had. Alex Lyon also coming in kind of has that intense attitude, and he looks like the goalie you've been looking for 15 years.
Zach Benson has yet to get into the goal column. He looks like the most impressive player on the ice at times on a team that has a roster with Rasmus Dahlin and Tage Thompson on it.
And on those two, and to add Alex Tuck to that, we've already mentioned it, and I won't begrudge any fans who are disheartened by the fact that they're winning, but those three really aren't doing anything. But at least for me, with them winning and those three not doing much, and it's the depth scoring that's showing up, that to me is a good sign. Thompson, Tuck, and Dahlin are all too talented of players to not eventually figure it out. They're going to get going. I like, though, is that in years past, if those three are, you know, before Tuck, Dahlin, and Thompson aren't popping off, they're in hell.
Yeah.
And they don't know what to do.
Last year's team, for example, does not survive the top three not producing like this.
Mm-hmm.
We're probably looking at a 1-6 start to the season.
And it's already done, over with, just move on.
Just move on.
Get me to the draft, or honestly, for many people, don't even mention them to me.
Yeah, it's pretty much you're dead to me already, and we're out of here. They're also doing this, by the way, with a good amount of injuries to their roster. Josh Norris is expected to be the 1C for this team on paper. He's gone after the first game. Jordan Greenway, another player that is often banged up. He has yet to return to the lineup. Defensively, Kesselring out. Still out from an offseason little injury that he picked up. Bryson gets concussed. You're playing with guys like Zach Metsa or Ryan Johnson is playing, only averaging 9 minutes a game. The defense, Connor Timmins has been fantastic as an addition for them. Playing more minutes than I think that he's maybe even comfortable with. He's averaging 20, 32. Matias Samuelson, being given a lesser role, has thrived in a sense. I would say he definitely looks like more of the player that got that extension in the first place as of late.
Looks good.
Don't make me regret those words. Because especially with Samuelson, he's a guy that is a punching bag for a lot of players or a lot of fans.
Oh, yeah.
He's a punching bag for them because, like, he's not very physical when he needs to be. He doesn't answer the bell a lot in years past. This year, he's in those scrums. This year, he is involved in those plays. He is making good breakout passes. Oh, and Power. Power is playing third most minutes on the team right now, 22-18 per game.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing a lot of the quiet things well. The penalty kill, he is featured heavily right now there. Something that in years past, people are probably terrified of.
Yeah.
You still want to see more out of him based on the contract that he signed. But right now, I'll take he's doing the quiet things well. But they even miss a game with Owen Power. That's the Rangers' disaster opening night. They miss a couple games with Samuelson. They are dealing with the list of injuries that has almost matched the Bills, by the way. And the Bills have a 53-man roster.
They're getting through it.
They're getting through it. They're fighting through it. And to not have top production and to deal with the injuries that you are, to look as good as you've looked through four games and have a 3-1 record through those four games and trying to overcome this 0-3 start, I bet you there are more curious faces right now than not.
So with that, 803-0550, the number to call. With the Sabres off to a little bit better of a start following that 0-3 start. They've won three of their last four. Are you tuned into the team? Are you getting there? Is it going to take a sweep of the Maple Leafs this weekend? Or are they just playing good hockey and you like it? They're getting a little feisty as well.
Are they spicy enough for
it? We haven't mentioned that either. Everyone seems to be willing to drop gloves at this point.
Kulik goes after the long guy yesterday on the Benson hit for Sider's interference call.
Mm-hmm.
Kulik just sees the nearest Red Wing and goes
right at him.
Let's go.
And so they've got a little bit of fight to them. Funny. They're performing well, and they could go into next week at 5-4, potentially taking out the Maple Leafs in two games. They look good. Toronto, not so much. But when we come back, we'll look at the other Toronto team, Blue Jays. World Series game number one in Toronto tomorrow night at 8 against the LA Dodgers. We'll talk to Pat Malacaro, get more on that when we come back. But first,
join WGR and Bud Light for a Buffalo Football Friday happy hour. Schopen Bulldog will be broadcasting live at Neighbor's Pub on Friday, October 31st, on a Halloween night from 3 to 7 p.m. at Neighbor's Pub, 337 Kenmore Ave. We will have your chance to win a Josh Allen jersey. No purchase necessary. Enjoy other live broadcasts coming up at Leo's and Mitchell's as well. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly, 21 and older.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.